This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
My biggest fear right now is not to burn out, you know what I mean? I work more than 60 hours a week, and that's just the way, you know, business is, sports is. You preach it, you know, you gotta work your ass off, but
you're worried.
You know, some people, yeah.
What are you feeling?
I come back home after a homestand, or I just come back home after a game, and I'm just a knockout, and then head back, destroyed.
But what do you want to happen? You want to balance it a little more?
A little bit, but then I feel like I wouldn't be able to, you know, get there. I wouldn't be able to get to my next step.
Life has cost, right?
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Are you physically tired or mentally tired?
I think it's more mentally, since I mean I'm usually not on the field. Like, I'm not really doing anything physically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you feeling pressure from anybody? Significant other, parents, friends?
I mean, just your regular management, but that's just normal. That's just, you know, that's just sales and sports. And
No. Are you feeling pressure from anybody in your life to be home more?
Not really, not yet, at least. I think that's more to come.
Are you potentially being impatient?
How do you measure that?
Well, I mean, you know, I think the way you can measure it is, do you feel antsy, like I'm getting burnt out and crap, I'm not getting what I deserve? Have you said, am I not getting recognized the way I deserve? Or have any of those kind of things come into your mind?
A little bit, nothing crazy. I try and block that off, but I'm not gonna lie to you, yeah.
That would be a sign. How long you been there?
I'm about to go for a year.
Do you feel confident that you are going to get recognized, or at least if you put in these years, leverage to go to another ball club?
I think little by little, since there is more than 60 other people within the sales force, so I think that will come. It's just,
are you good at it?
My biggest fear, go ahead.
Are you good at it?
I think I am number two right now in my own department, little by little moving up. But at the end of the day, that's just my biggest fear. It's like, one of these days, I'm just gonna be like, yo, this is too much, and walk out. I've never done that before, straight out of college.
What's the fear of that?
Good question.
Who gives a fuck if you do that? You worried that your resume is gonna say you're only in the place for 9 months, and they're gonna ask?
That's a valid question.
I know it's a good question, that's where we're hanging.
Question for you, did you ever get burned out?
Not really, but but it could happen. And if it does, bro, you wanna hear something crazy? Secretly, right. I would love to wake up tomorrow, make a video, and be like, yo, I'm out, burnt out, see ya. Because it would help a lot of people.
Damn.
Bro, when you don't care about other people's opinions, you don't care. Like, I just might go and buy the Patriots on everybody.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, that won't happen. But where I'm going with it is, like, I don't fear to burn out. I'm pretty self-aware. I have been doing selling and flipping and since I was six. So like, there's a part of me that kind of feels like this is some Tony Bennett shit. You know what I mean? Like 88 and shit with Gaga. You know, and so, but if not, then not. And what? What's gonna happen? People go on social media and be like, see? Y'all fucking looked up to Gary Vee. He burnt out, see? You think I give a fuck what Johnny Pants 37 thinks about my burnout?
Damn, you're 100% right.
I know, so you worrying about one day you're just gonna wake up and be like, fuck this place, I'm out, for what? So good, reset. It's the theme of tonight, it's come up a second time. Own your burnout, move on. Burning out's awesome. What I mean by that is, if we stopped calling it burning out and called it, I changed my mind, I think it would have less stigma.
Damn.
Yeah, I think we've made it into this failure thing. Burning out's awesome. I changed my fucking mind.
Yeah, that's moving, man. Damn.
Good, man. It makes me happy. Like, all of a sudden, it's not scary. And once it's not scary, it has no power.
Yeah.
That's why I love bully shit, man. Once the bully gets punched in the face,
hey man, you changed a lot out here, man.
I'm trying, bro. It's because it's simple shit, but sometimes you don't see it from the angle, and sometimes it takes a random call at 9:44 on a Thursday night in late May, and you hear something, and it just changes the way you walk in tomorrow.
Yeah, more of a, I don't really care about what might happen, just gotta roll with it.
What's gonna happen is good. What do you mean, what's what's gonna happen? You know, like, you can get another job.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know. A lot of people ask, how much do you sleep? And my answer is 6, 7, or 8 hours. And it fucks with people, right? Because they think I'm sleeping like an hour. And my point there is, sleep's important. Like, I don't know, like, who thinks they're gonna survive without sleep. Sleep's important. What's important for what I'm about is what you're doing when you're awake. I'm fascinated by people who, like, say, I hustle, I sleep 4 hours, but then watch 3 hours of YouTube videos a day, right? And so for me, as you know, and what you're referring to as somebody who interacts with me is, you know, Tyler's sending you emails like, can you do 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m.? Like, I'm every minute I have is programmed.
It's like more like 11:15 to 12:25.
Yeah, no, like, I mean, the amount of 5 and 7 and 10 and 13, like, I basically, Tyler, what, I see your face. What do you think? It's 8. The 8 o'clock until 11 p.m. is pretty much programmed to the minute with zero slots for anything but the next meeting. But I'm working out, right? But like for like work, 8 to 11 with zero lunch, zero downtime. Like if I go take a piss, I'm cutting into some meeting. Now, but here's the thing, here's the thing. That's matching my happiness and ambition. That is not for 99.9% of people. Time management needs to be predicated on what makes you happy and what is coming out of your mouth. The biggest thing I'm worried about is people are talking big game, but then their actions don't match it. So to me, it's happiness first and then eliminating hypocrisy. And that's how I think about it. So for me, it's that because I love this game. It's what I would want to do. And my ambitions are great and I enjoy it. I want to spend 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on a meeting to build what I'm building. It's what I love to do. It's no different than being in the studio or painting or, you know, it's just what I love to do. I get very upset when people try to suppress people from hardworking without realizing that that's what makes that person happy. And you know, whether it's me or Jason Fried and DHH, like I think we actually agree on most things. I think the thing we probably would, I'm curious in a sit down is, you know, is it up to us to know when Dan or Johnny or Susan are on the verge of burnout and or do we know, like telling people like you should work 40 hours a week or 160 hours a week eliminates knowing what they're about. I don't know what to say. I think none of us get to sit on an ivory tower and tell people what to do. You know, do I believe that hard work is an essential part of the kind of success that people define? I do. Do I think working so many hours that it burns you out that you need to retire or quit or you're unhappy in perpetuity is bad? Of course I do. I think this is a self-awareness game and actually I think it's a much more interesting game of like, do you know why you're working or what are you trying to achieve? I would go crazy sitting on a farm in middle America or doing 28 weeks of vacations, not what makes me happy, but I unbelievably am happy for the people that makes it happy. I love the process of building something the way I want to build it. I would go crazy having all people working remotely the way 37 Signals does. They would go crazy managing 1,000 people under a roof. I think it's about self-awareness. This burnout thing, like what? Like who? Once you eliminate the judgment of people around your failure, I love when people try to say shit about my failure. I'm like, what about you? You know, right? Like seriously though, especially parents, especially siblings, nobody's remotely close to perfect.
Do you think burnout's related to ambition?
It could be. I think it's a really thoughtful question. I do think burnout sometimes is what people manifest impatience into and they think they're burnt out, but what it was really was entitlement. And it's actually them like wah, wah, kicking and screaming, you know? But other times it's mental burnout. You know, like there's a lot of people that burnout. Again, look, I think we have to be very careful when we talk about these things. There's people who have mental health issues versus people that put over stress on themselves versus mom situation. Yeah, he's got a mom situation. Now he's on a plane. He's at, like, you know, like, so, you know, when I talk about these things, like, I don't have all the context. I don't want anybody to ever think to take my, that Paolo kid was taking some of my stuff very blindly. Like, I was like, you know, I'm worried about that stuff. But yeah, man, I mean, that dude is not burnt out. That dude is just worried about the ramifications if he doesn't like his job. Quit. Nobody's looking at your fucking resume. They don't give a fuck if you've worked somewhere for 3 months. Blame it on a crazy boss. People do anyway. Fired a fuckload of people that suck shit that blamed it on me.